All right, so how do you view this opportunity now in terms of play calling? What's this week been like for you in terms of game planning, and has it been different?
Well, you know, I just have a bigger role now, but we're not changing the way we game plan or anything. That everyone's still involved. We're doing it the exact same way as it was before on a day-to-day basis, getting ready for our opponent.
Mike, when was the last time you called plays?
In Carolina, from time to time I did. Dan Hennigan was there. In certain situations of the game, I would call the game, but that was the last time, so a couple years back.
So is it an extra time with Kyle and...
Well, no, we're not. We'll go over the game plan a couple times before the game comes along on the weekend, you know, and stuff like that. But, you know, Ben's still doing everything that he's been doing from a day-to-day basis with him, and we're really not changing our routine here. We're going by and sticking to what we've done all year long. It's worked offensively for us, and the players have done a good job executing the system. So we're going to continue to do that.
You guys doing the script like you guys have done?
We'll have a plan for what we want to do early on, and you always want to play those, you know, run the plays you think you need to run early on, whether it's to figure out how a defense is playing you or what you think you do best well.
What did you pick up from that time with Dan Hennigan and calling plays from time to time?
Well, I've been very fortunate since the day I got in this business back in 2000 to work with some great coaches. And they've prepared me for this opportunity that I have now. And from the very first day until the last day Josh was here, I've been very fortunate, and they've all prepared me, you know, how to plan for games, you know, different ways of doing it. There's not just one way to do this in this business. We're all doing the same thing, but just a different way to approach things.
What has
Kyle
been the
said, same? Kyle said you see the game like a quarterback. What do you think he means by that?
Well, I played quarterback my entire life growing up, and then chasing a dream in the NFL from time to time, you know, from team to team, and playing up in Canada and stuff. So I've played quarterback all my life. So I'm someone who, when you watch the game or even on the sidelines, I understand what they're going through. Not every play is going to be perfect, but we've got to trust the quarterback. That's why he is our quarterback, to make the right decisions. They're not always going to be perfect. And I dealt with a guy in Carolina for a number of years where he'd come to the sideline, and, you know, it might not be the greatest result sometime, but the week before, you know, it was a touchdown, and he'll tell you this. And all I want the guys to do is be honest and upfront with me, tell me what they saw, and we'll correct some mistakes if it happens.
Do you want to play with 12 then, since you played in Canada?
Whatever's legal.
What is your style, you think, as a play caller? Are you similar to Josh? Have you taken anything from him?
Well, the system's not going to change. We're running, it's a great system. It's a proven system. It's a system I ran in Carolina also before I came here. He had a ton of success in New England. He's had success here. It's very player friendly, I would say. So we're not changing. We're gonna, you know, I might call a few plays a little bit differently than he did, but that's, everyone's gonna be different. But the system's not gonna change.
Is it a new perspective for you on this, on the field, or have you been in the box mostly?
No, I'm gonna stay on the field, and we think that's what's best for the football team right now, and the communication, so the game day operation won't change. And I actually prefer to be down there right now, and be, so I can communicate with the players down there and get a good feel for what they're seeing, talk to them in between series and stuff like that. So we're trying to keep things as close to the way they've been as possible. There will be some changes here and there, but there'll be simple changes.
How's Eric done this?
He's done a great job. Did a great job starting with the team meeting yesterday. Did a great job of really explaining to the team what he wants to get done here and how we're going to approach things. And I'm sure you guys have already all talked to him about that. But he'll do a great job for us.
What's it been like for the staff, the rest of the staff this week?
Well, it's the unfortunate part of the business. We all understand that. We've all been there before at some time or another when you've got to, you know, when there's changes are made. And it's just something, we all have a job to do. And we're going to come to work every day. We're football coaches. That's what we do. We understand getting in this business. It's not always fair, but that's all part of it. So we've all got to step up, and whatever new role you have or the same role you have, you got to come to work every day and do your best.
Mike, how do you deal with a profession where you often don't leave jobs on your own terms?
Well, I'm very fortunate to have the job, or we all are, players, coaches, anyone in the organization, to be in the NFL. It's a privilege to work for the NFL, work for a great owner like Mr. Bolin. So you understand that getting in, but there's a trade-off to everything. And I love my job. I think everyone, all the coaches, you love the game of football. And that's why we all do this, because we love the game.
You ever have to explain it to your families at times, the way it goes?
Yeah, but Kelly understands the profession. And we were very fortunate to stay in Carolina for 9 years, which doesn't happen very often in this business. You know, we've been here a couple of years now. And we've had plenty of friends that have moved. The guy that got me into the business, he's been five or six places since he left in 2000 when he brought me in. So it's just all part of it. But when you love the game the way we all do, and it's a privilege, it's an honor to have a job in the NFL, you just come to work every day and do the best you can, and everything else take care of itself. You can't control everything.
Do you ever grow accustomed to the uncertainty? Kind of follows this profession, you know, year to year?
It's just something you live with, and you know, like I've said a number of times, you know, getting into it, that this happens from time to time. And the one thing is that we're all in this together. The whole entire organization, we're all one. Unfortunately, things don't always work out for everybody, but we're all in it together.
Who specifically was that got you to Carolina? Was that Musgrave?
It was good old Billy Musgrave, yep, the good old Bronco.
Yeah.
Yep.
You said the system's very similar to what you had in Carolina. Mm-hmm. How advantageous is it that this system can have a run emphasis like it had there and have a pass emphasis like it does here?
Well, you know, the thing is we did some things differently when I got here. With Josh, obviously, every coach, every system has a few different changes you're going to make from time to time, or you're going to change the terminology and things. So I've been in this since 2003 in the same terminology, and for the most part, and we've changed a couple things, but I understand what we want to do and how we want to do things and the adjustments we need to make on game day and certain things like that. So.